Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Hey, Friday. That's pretty cool.
Is it? Is it actually Friday? I've been thinking it's Friday all week.
Yeah, it actually is.
It actually is Friday.
It is Friday. I was wondering that too this morning, but yes, it is. It's a fun week, but it's also felt like kind of long, and I don't know why.
About that 2 days ago.
Yeah, individual shows went really quick, I thought, since I think Nick's been back in the studio. Makes a huge difference. Just with more camaraderie in the studio, and now with no mask, we can just tongue each other during the commercial breaks.
Plus, he smells good occasionally,
as
we found out.
Yeah.
Well, when he's looking for another job.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I suppose.
When he's not trolling for jobs, he smells pretty.
He tried to reapply that after leaving the studio yesterday. Got pretty rank in here. He'll be back, of course. Our buddy Billy Blank's going to phone the program. Bill's in town this weekend, Funny Bone, funnybonomaha.com. I think Dr. Mina's going to call.
Yes, she is.
That'll be interesting. After yesterday's announcement where you can get rid of your mask, which is very cool. Very excited about that. Except for planes and buses and trains.
Yeah, so. And if a business...
Yeah, the business still wants to do it,
Wear a mask,
but that's going to go away here.
Do it. A lot of cities are...
You're fully vaccinated, you're fine. And that was from the CDC. I also heard coming in that Biden sat down with some Republican senators about infrastructure yesterday. Before they said no, they took their mask off. before they said no, we're not going to help you do anything because we suck and we're the worst. And they all took their mask off, so yeah. I didn't think this thing would come this quick.
I was hoping it would come about a year ago.
So we all did, but I'm talking about in this process.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for Biden administration to get 250 million shots in arms, and that's what he did, by the way, because the other administration did not care about getting shots in arms, and still don't. Well, they're not even administration anymore. They're just a bunch of dudes hanging out. Thank you. President Biden, thanks you people getting your shots, and continue to get your shots because I keep seeing this whole rant about what about the unvaccinated? Well, the unvaccinated, from everything I read last night and heard this morning, they're the ones that are in trouble.
They're at risk.
Yeah, it's not the vaccinated. Now, granted, if you've got family members that have immune depression, I get all that stuff. So.
Immunosuppression.
Or depression like we got. Yeah,
I do. I have the mild immune depression.
Yeah, I know that
syndrome.
If you get your vaccine, you're fully vaccinated.
No, I talked to my...
indoors, too, by the way.
My Mexican son yesterday.
Cool.
And the
down
rollout
there, just calling
there
a son.
Is horrible. So they're contemplating, coming up here, going to Denver, where his friends are, spending a few weeks in the States so they can get their vaccine. I said, you can walk in just about anywhere.
Right.
You can walk into Ace Hardware and get a vaccine.
Yeah. anywhere.
Because they don't have the supply there. And they're not rolling it out very well.
He's got to do that.
Yeah.
You know what he do? He should take his woman and come up here and just stay.
That's a possibility.
Good.
He can do that.
Because they're married, right?
Well, he works from home.
No, but they're married.
But getting,
right?
getting her in the country
I mean.
Full time.
What about her? What about her? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Would that be problematic?
I don't think so now that they're married.
Yeah.
When they weren't, it was problematic.
Yeah, obviously.
Because they're afraid, you know, oh, we let her go to the United States, she's going to run, and we're going to lose our tax base. That's why they're not so generous with the visas.
I understand that, but they're legally married.
Right.
And it's a real marriage. They love each other, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So, yeah, she should be able to come here. And nothing against Mexico, but, you know, where she lives, they'd probably be better off up here, I would think, you know.
Well, is she
plus
worried
you get to see him more, too.
Is she worried about being closer to his family?
Oh.
Like being too close to his family?
No, because she'd probably like, he'd probably go to Denver.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's sure. not too close.
Maybe a portion of family.
So that's cool. So he doesn't still don't have the vaccine, huh?
No,
man.
Not many people do.
That's a
in
kind
that
of,
country
from... kind of a common story you hear amongst other countries.
Right. From what I
some
understand.
Of them are not good.
Yeah. Well, I think we've kind of been hogging the vaccines.
No. We haven't been hogging anything. Yeah. We do what we had to do.
Well, the richer countries.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's more accessible.
He's handing some back to other people now.
To richer countries.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Mexico doesn't fit that description.
Did they ship
that,
a bunch of to over to India here recently,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, they did. It's good for the United States, for Mexico to actually be vaccinated too, Todd, since we're land connected, you know.
So. We're kind of all in North America. We're kind of on the same land mass, so it wouldn't be a bad thing.
Couldn't he get he allowed to fly from America? Yeah, people go to...
Sure.
I saw a ton of people flying up for... Vacation to Mexico.
Oh, Mexico's been open the whole time.
Yeah, no, that's true. How Ted Cruz flew there. That's right. Coward. Well, good.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Craig will be here. And we mentioned Billy Blank. Dr. Mina's going to phone the program. And we'll try to talk about other stuff with Doc about we had a couple of different good medical questions recently. And
MDMA therapy ran this morning during the advertiser.
Okay, yeah. She keeps telling us these guys, they actually need somebody to guide them through that, not just a dude on a couch they knew.
Well, I'm just hoping we can get more answers for Todd's friend.
Yeah.
Well, the microdosing, I don't think you need any guidance.
Yeah, that's what you do need it.
Yeah.
To take you through why you're depressed. I think that's what Craig always says.
No,
every time you say that, Craig always says that, too.
I thought you meant, you know, somebody should babysit you.
Well, I don't mean babysit.
No,
take you through the process. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Talk to you.
Set you up with the program.
Yeah.
I'm already talking to somebody.
Okay, well, yeah, but they might not be microdose licensed.
Oh, I'm sure they're not.
And you got to find somebody else to tell all your crap to.
I don't know that anybody is microdose licensed.
Mommy hit you in the head with a pan when you were five, that kind of stuff. You got to break out that to a whole new therapist. That would suck, wouldn't it? Because this therapist knows all your deep and dark secrets, correct?
I guess so.
Yeah. You've been seeing this person for a while, right?
I've seen her for a while. So,
okay, so now to tell everybody, it'd be like what Nick always says. If you leave your wife, you meet somebody else, you got to tell her, that's my cousin. They live in Des Moines. You got to do all these stories that you don't want to talk about anymore because it's just boring as hell.
Got to rehash the background.
Exactly.
Yeah, and if she's never started a sentence with dude, right. She's probably not used to working with patients on MDMA.
There you go. Maybe not.
It's not MDMA.
It's not Molly.
Or are we talking about a different therapy?
That was the story we talked about other day. It was MDMA.
Oh,
therapy.
Yeah, Molly was one. Yeah, right. And we were afraid Craig was afraid you suck-faced the guy in the van like he did.
But
like,
they were talking
to do that when he's not here. Yeah.
Weren't they talking a full dose of that?
I think it was full dose, yeah.
But it also involved doing therapy at the same time.
Right.
Not talking to someone.
Not listening to horrible rave music.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how that would go if you were with a therapist. I would just probably want
to
make
try
out.
You might try to make her suck face. Well, make sure she's hot if you're going to start sucking face with her.
I want to make
this
out with
dude,
you.
Dude, man, you'd be in a van like Craig always is.
You look pretty.
Always is. That's exactly right. You look pretty.
Thank you, Todd, again. Let's talk about your problem.
That is the way I would react on that. I've never done that. I've never done the Molly, the X, the MDMA.
Well,
I don't know why.
Side effects of sucking face. Because you and I watched a documentary years ago on network TV that showed these two straight college boys all of a sudden just started sucking face. Remember that?
Yeah.
And that was because everybody loves everybody.
I don't think that's what.
Everybody loves everybody. I think that's not what turned you away, because you wouldn't mind sucking face with a college boy.
What turned me away was just lack of supply. You know, our scene, that was never around. That was not in our scene.
And some brain chemistry issues, too, you know.
Yeah.
You don't want to wake up all fried, you know.
I mean, there were other drugs.
More fried.
We were surrounded by a lot of other drugs, but, you know, the ecstasy was not one of them.
No. We wanted to have our bearings about us when we were jacked up on cocaine.
No, that wasn't it.
Yeah, that's it. Nothing better.
My buddies never looked good sexually right. When I was jacked up on alcohol or drugs.
Only when you're sober.
Right. Yeah, only when I'm sober.
But I've never said, I need to find my bearings.
I love you.
Give me some more coke.
kids don't do drugs.
Those barrels are.
Don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Hopefully, Dr. Mealy, this is this segment before she phones. Dr. Mealy, Billy Blank, Nick, and Craig Evans. I think Craig still had, because he'd forgotten yesterday, some of those...
Norman Lloyd.
Norman Lloyd. Yeah, I keep thinking his name's Lloyd for some reason. Yeah, Deadpool names. So.
Does he have any stories about garages with Tupperware tubs of gasoline blowing up in the South?
That's great. Well, it was a car.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of cars.
Yeah, the guy lit a match in his car, or lit a cigarette in his car, and it burned to the ground, his car. Yeah.
Oh. It go boom.
Yeah, I saw that.
That happened.
He had a bunch of tanks of gasoline in the back, you know. He actually had tanks, not buckets. Is that one picture real of the person pouring gas into a plastic...
It's a hamper. It's a clothes hamper.
No. There's one where there's a person holding a bag.
Oh.
Yeah, you put a sandwich in, only a bigger one. You know, a Ziploc.
Oh,
yeah, Ziploc. Sorry. They're pouring gas into one of those.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I saw the one Todd
was referencing where I don't know if it's Photoshopped or not, but the lady looked like she was trying to fill up her clothes hamper.
Yes.
Yeah, but the clothes has holes.
The holes are on it. Yeah, I saw that one.
Had a bunch of holes in it.
Yes. Yeah. Idiot.
She can't. I hate to say she can't be that dumb.
I want to think.
We've seen people. The QAnon crowd is that dumb, so she could have been.
If you look at that crowd, they are the same crowd that was hoarding toilet paper.
Yes, they were.
99% of them fit the description of white trash.
Yep.
Total white trash.
MAGA white trash, right? I'm throwing a MAGA in there because that's true, too.
I don't know if a lot of them know that I don't think the shelf life of gasoline is a really long time.
Couple of years.
I bet you somebody's going to try to sell it to other people.
Oh, probably.
Yeah. But just buckets of gasoline laying in the back of your car. I mean, how stupid can you get? Holy hell. Pretty stupid, I guess. Craig's next. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.